hear that.
Mm-hmm. And you would say, yes, I
heard it.
And I have.
I have heard it.
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, I don't know him, but I've
heard of him.
Mm-hmm. If a friend came into town and another friend asks you if you had seen the person, you might say, no,
I haven't seen
him. Mm-hmm. And if somebody said, has your son seen him, you might say, no, he
hasn't seen
him. Mm-hmm. And of something every day, if I ask, do you do that frequently, you might say, yes, I
do.
All right. And does he do it frequently? Yes, he
does.
All right. And does your son like ice cream? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, finish the sentence. Yes.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. And if a man let his farm get all run down, and somebody asked, well, he just wasn't interested. You know, well, somebody asks, why is the farm in that condition? You would say, well, he just
don't care.
Mm-hmm. If somebody asks you, if you're not really certain about a fact, and somebody asks you if that was true, you'd say, well,
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. If you'd been, somebody had been, say, accused of robbing a bank and you thought he was innocent, and somebody asked if you thought he did it, you would say, well, I don't think so, but people
do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you would say that you lived in a wooden
house.
Mm-hmm. And two of those would be
bedrooms.
Well, two of the whole thing. One house and two
bedrooms. In three bedrooms.
Right? No, we're talking about two of these, two of the whole things. One house and two
porches.
No, two of the whole thing. I'm not saying it very well because I'm tired.
Four rooms and two porches.
Well, you lived in one house there and another house here, so you've lived in two
houses.
There you go. Let's see. How about on a farm, the big building out behind where you might store hay and things?
Barn.
Are there different types of barns you might have?
Well, some of them are so small.
But they don't have different names?
Barnyards.
What's a barnyard?
It's where the chickens and the ducks and all is.
They go out and run around? Okay. How about a building you might store corn in or part of?
That's a crib.
Mm-hmm. Is that a separate building, or is that just a little place in the barn?
It's a little place in the barn.
All right. And what would you call a building or a part of a building where you might store grain?
Well, we call that a crib, too.
Mm-hmm. What does that look like?
Looks like a barn house. Barn where you know barn yards is.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
A granary, that's something grinds corn.
That's a what?
It's a corn grinder.
What do you call it?
Corn grinder.
Okay. Let's see, in the upper part of the barn, you'd call that the what?
The loft.
Mm-hmm. And suppose you had too much hay to get it into the barn, you might leave it out in the field, you'd call that a?
Stacking it up.
Yeah, and when you did it, when you stacked it, you'd call it a?
Baler.
Well, it's not baled, though. It's around a pole.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Haystack.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see one that was covered, that had a roof over it?
Well, they cover it up sometimes with different things.
What do they cover it with?
Tarpaulin, I call it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you didn't ever see one that actually had a roof,
never.
Though? All right. How about, do you know when you first cut the hay, what they would call the little piles that they'd rake it up into?
Well, there's piled it up to bale.
Do the piles have names?
Piled hay to bale.
Okay. How about a place to keep the cows?
A lot.
Well, how about inside? Would there be a shelter?
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes it would.
What would you call it if you had one?
Cow lot.
And that, is that a shelter?
Well, we had a shelter. Mm-hmm. Some people did.
Is that was a place where they could go in if it were raining or something? And how about a place to keep horses?